Oops. What do you mean, oops? Please exit and restart Skype. Eat shit. Hello and welcome to Broadway Whiskey Cast, episode number 101. How did that happen? I don't know. My name is Crazy Canuck, and with me today is...
Firehawk 12.
And this is where we talk about anime and whatever else comes up and... I've watched things, so we're fine.
No, you're the anime master.
What?
You're the anime master.
Am I what was his name? Oh, I can't remember now, but the guy who guest starred in both Hurricane Xena / all of the Raimi Spider-Man movies and was in that Jack of All Trades Jack of All Trades.
Wasn't
Trade
that
show.
His brother? Wasn't that Sam Raimi's brother, or was there another person?
Let's see.
Off to a good start. off to a good start.
Yep, because you know, when I think anime, I think of Jack of All Trades starring Bruce Campbell. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, Bruce Campbell. Because I know Sam Raimi's brother was also in, like, all that stuff.
Well, sadly, he wasn't as cool as Bruce Campbell.
I think he was Joxer. Maybe I'm thinking someone else.
No, because I think Bruce Campbell was Joxer.
Joxer the Mighty. He is so tidy. That's all I remember. Something, 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 something. Yeah, Ted Raimi.
Ah, there we go.
Who was also in other stuff.
In other stuff.
He's in Ashby vs. Evil Dead.
Huh.
Anywho. Joxer the Mighty. When are they going to reboot that? It feels like it's time for them to do it.
What? The,
Like the Xenaverse or whatever. Herculesverse. Herculesverse.
Herculverse?
The Herculesverse. They bring back Kevin Sorbo as like old Hercules. And he's thinking about his young adventures.
And his totally not gay relationship with, what's his name? Oh wait, no, that was Xena. My bad. I get the confused. They walked around all day with, like, their chests exposed. Like, you can't blame me for getting the wrong idea. They did it to themselves. So anyway, the Broadway Whiskey Cast, the episode with anime where you come together for all of your Hercules and Xenaverse questions and answers.
I honestly... Joxer is the only thing... Oh, there was, like... I guess there was, like, the God of War Mars guy... And then that goddess of like love was also always like half naked.
Oh, you mean Ares and Aphrodite?
Sure.
So you wanna hear a hilarious story about Hercules and Xena?
Okay.
So back in grade 8, we I can't remember what class it was, but We had a Greek mythology
sure.
In English, I think. And do you know what I did for studying?
Watch the show.
I studied my notes for an hour. Then I watched, or it might have been 2 hours. Then I watched Hercules. Then I watched Xena. Then I did nothing. Then I took the test, got like a 98 or 100, I can't remember. It was pretty close. And I did so well that people accused me of cheating.
Did where was one of your answers?
No, although every time the answer was Hercules, I had to remind myself not to write with his chest exposed.
Good times, the 90s.
Oh, the 90s.
When TV and anime was simpler. Anyway,
Anyway,
what have
so
you been watching?
let's see, what have I been watching? Enough about anime. So Michael Hurst, who played Eliotis, where is he now? No, just kidding. I have been watching more of the Space Battleship Yamato because
Oh, what episode are they or are you on or are they up to right
I
now?
think I'm gonna have to check because I can't. I think it's 12, but I think I said 12 the last time. So let's see. Let me find. So I think it's 12 or 13. I think I just did the section that you were alluding to last time. Unless there's like another one very
Where
similar to it later on.
the crew does something and something happens.
Let's see. Oh. So the next episode will be episode 13.
Okay. So what has been happening?
Let's see. Let me. Oh shit, that's gonna start. Just a second. And of course, there's no episode description. So basically, you were up to the point of. Okay, good. Thank you. I wasn't logged in, so it didn't automatically play. So they just left the Milky Way galaxy. And I think what the Gamelons call the galactic hinterlands, where I'm like, I wonder what a hinterlands actually is. And if you could actually describe that to space. But anyway, that would require research and looking things up.
Galactic wilderness. Well, the space between galaxies, I guess, where there's nothing.
That makes sense. So they're they just left the Milky Way and they're going to the other galaxy where, because, you know, the theme song doesn't, you know, summarize the plot anymore, so I can't remember for the life of me where they're going. Itchkindar. Let's
So
see.
stuff hasn't happened yet then. Okay.
So yes. So they and I think the last episode, the most recent episode is, or the series of episodes they just came out of was the episode where they did a warp jump and ended up in like a in-between dimension with an enemy
Right.
ship.
They work with each other
They
to
work with each other
get
to get
out.
out, and then we're like, no, we're cool. And then
That's when
the
they
dick
meet the.
officer's like, no, fuck 'em.
That's when they meet Nelda,
Yes.
the best girl.
Yes. And then she's like, hey, you guys shot first. And then they're like, no, we didn't shoot first, you shot first. And then I'm like, dudes, chill out. We all know Han shot first.
Han shot first. I just realized that Melda hasn't been in 2202. I
Oh
feel bad now.
no. So
Melda
she's
is the
dead,
best.
clearly.
No, she's the best. She can't die. I mean, she has. I guess she has a reason not to be. But I totally forgot about Melda. Okay, so they haven't. I just don't remember. So there's an event that happens to the ship that sort of changes things a little bit. I guess hasn't happened yet for you. Probably the next time we do this, assuming they're doing like one a week or whatever. So how I guess now that you're basically halfway, what do you think?
I wouldn't be upset because I just knowing that it's what you said it was like 25 episodes,
26 and
26.
the movie,
Okay.
which I assume they would have.
At some indetermined time in the future, unfortunately, which isn't necessarily guaranteed, which is a bummer. But other than that little chestnut, I like it a lot. Like, the next episode that's coming up, kind of, again, it's another, like, Trek ripoff episode, where it's like it could be like a TNG or Voyager episode. Probably Kodai goes away on a thing, and when he comes back, everybody's gone.
They sprinkle those around. So like it's a sort of like and there's sort of thematically like connected to the larger plot because it's like, hey, we got a year before everyone's fucking dead, so we can't just have space adventures. But yeah, it's very Star Trek-y, for lack of a better term. Like these sort of semi standalone, self-contained, high concept science fiction stories.
Yeah, and it's to the point where it's so reminiscent at the end of the preview. I was like, if Kodai ends up on the bridge and the only thing that's there is the robot, and he asks the robot, hey, how many people, what's this universe? And then the robot says, you are the universe, and it's only as large as this bridge. I'll be like, and it was,
poor
it, poor Gates of
poor
Baden.
yes poor Beverly Crusher. I only remember that because I think there was a point where they had a stunt where like she was like almost like flying into the like the V screen or something. Like I remember there's like thing where she was just holding on to like a chair, and then her legs, you know, were blown into the air, and it looked like she was trying to try to there were it was like trying to suck her out of that universe. But she didn't know that her son was trying to rescue her. I just remember that image for whatever reason. I haven't seen it in a while, but
That's the only part I remember from that episode. Anyway,
Time to watch that episode.
yeah, I just really like that show, and it I don't know. It seems really at times it seems really old, and sort of classic anime to the fact that when they start saying their Japanese names, you get sort of off you. Or at least earlier on, not so much now, but like in the first like six episodes or so, I'd always expect it to be like an older 90s dub, so
Oh, because of just how it feels.
just how it feels, and
Yeah.
it doesn't hurt that, you know, I think they only call the Admiral dude by like Captain or Admiral, and they only call the SO and not his actual name. But whenever people like talk to Kodai, they're like, "Hey, Kodai." I'm like, "Wait, his name's Kodai? Like, shouldn't his name be like Frank or Bob?"
He's the casual one.
He's not Bob Chan.
I'm surprised they didn't just go full Star Blazers and rename everyone and call it the Argo instead of the Yamato and all that. I forgot what Kodai's name was in the. It probably was like Bob or something. Are you looking it up?
No,
Yeah,
cause fact checking is dumb. I would never do
it
that, especially not on a podcast, that's for sure.
Bob?
Oh boy. This is gonna be okay. I think I meant something else in the inter. Okay, there we go. I was like, that's not what I was looking for.
Was it lewd?
Oh God, no. Okay. The issue is that, oh wow, the captain was called Captain Avatar. They don't have the actual name, so I have to. The chief navigator was named Mark.
Mark.
Let's see.
What's up, Mark?
And the creepy doctor, who's like the best, was named Dr. Zane.
Doctor Zane.
And
Doctor Zeus.
oh well, it doesn't matter. The point is, these things are bad.
Yes.
Radar operator, chief navigator. What? Like, what the fuck is up with this list? Like, tactical should be. What the hell? This list is insane. Because he should be listed under tactical or weapons officer, and I got nothing. And I'm like, he should be here. Like, it goes the captain. I'm assuming the first officer, and then it goes to navigator, radar operator, and then mechanic.
Where are you looking?
It's like, so it's just a so
you...
it's just a list of characters, character names, just the English ones, the person who played it, and then their position, and then their origin. So it's all of the Yamato slash, I guess, Argo crew, and
I assume
then all
it's Derek Wildstar. That's what I would assume. Also, Gordon Ramsay was the captain, but obviously not that Gordon Ramsay.
I don't know.
It would be cool if it was that Gordon Ramsay.
So many people would be
Your
annoyed.
cooking sucks.
You're
Smack, smack, smack.
a donkey. But anyway, I don't know. It's just so good. And I guess that because, I have that. I haven't actually watched any more Discovery, even though I totally could.
Discovery is not, I don't know. I mean, I'm watch it's almost over, so I'm just watching it now. But
Mostly from what I hear, I don't
the Mirror
know.
Universe stuff is kind of crap,
Now, I was
to
never
say
a big
the
fan
very
of the
least.
Mirror Universe. I think on my last run through Deep Space Nine, there were only two things I skipped: Ferengi episodes
And
and Mirror
mirror episodes.
episodes.
That's fair.
I kept through. I kept. I suffered through all of the like fuck Chief O'Brien episodes because that poor guy. 7 seasons and still outranked by a lieutenant junior grade. What a load of shit. Anyway, poor guy. I got your back. Anyway. So yeah, there's that, and then there's friggin' laid back camp because it's super chill and. It's, I think it's out like late Thursday, so it's usually towards the end of my week, so I'm always like, you know what? Let's chill out to some laid back camp. And I have no idea why, like, it's not, why it didn't get a simuldub. Mostly because that opening is about 60% in English,
it.
and all of the type font is in English. So I'm like, they're doing the work for you now. Like, I don't understand. Just do it. It's pretty simple and straightforward. Like, it's not hard to follow, so it doesn't necessarily need one. But I'm just saying, it'd be really cool if it had one, because I like myself some eating, and I like myself some camping, and I like myself some good scenery that is in the fall to slash early winter. And kind of like this weird, like, time situation where the way the scenery looks, you'd think it would be more, like more sort of early winter, like mid-November, early December sort of time frame.
Right.
But they keep sort of referencing it still as being fall, and I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm not a meteorologist, but your characters are cute, so I'll let it slide.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Also, the two main characters are dicks to each other, apparently. Because they.
Isn't that normal?
Not really. Well, kind of. But in the last episode, they were camping in two different parts of Japan. The one character just got their motorized bike license, I guess. So she has a moped. So she can go far in camp as opposed to having to use a pedal bike or walk or whatever. So there were two different spots, and it was like late at night, and they were on their phones texting to each other. And she's like, "Wait, hold on!" And then she run. And then one character goes like, "Think it would be like 5 minutes, so somewhere to like take a picture of the scenery and like the stars and." And that sort of thing. It's really sweet. But I'm like, you just told that person to hold on and then disappear for like probably 5, 10 minutes. Meanwhile, they're still freezing to death outside because they're waiting for you. If you just wanted to take a picture of the stars, like, just look up. It's not hard. It's fine. Like, you don't be a dick about it. But anyway, that's just me being nitpicky, but I like that show a lot.
Okay. Are you watching that dubbed?
No, because it's not.
Oh, okay.
I would if it was, but it's not.
Are they still not? So they're still just choosing, they're not doing every show.
Well, so it's kind of confusing because they're just like, hey, we're dubbing these shows. And then Crunchyroll will be like, hey, we're subbing these and
Right.
these other shows. So they don't really go out of their way to say which ones like
Oh.
Funimation purchased
Okay.
and which ones Crunchyroll
It
purchased.
it's like a weird agreement that but no one knows what's happening specifically.
Basically. But
Yeah.
not in like a malevolent way. I'm like, they're not trying to trick anyone. It's just,
Evil anime conspiracy.
yeah. It's not like they both have like black capes, top hats, and curly mustaches, and they're just both standing there, being like, twirling their mustache, and they're like, hey. Crunchymation or Funny Roll. What are you doing with that rope? Nothing. Hey, that's a nice set of railroad tracks. What are we doing today? It'll be fun, you'll see. And then they're just sort of standing there, still twirling their mustache, and I don't feel comfortable right now. Oh, don't worry, you will be. And then Dudley Do-Right comes in, and then the horse is super cool.
was just gonna say,
Sorry, I had to take it to its logical conclusion.
did the horse talk in that? I can't
No.
remember. Okay. It was just sort of like it was sentient or whatever, like it could
Yes.
understand. Fair.
But
Horse.
except for the fact that there were two no, I'm not even going to go there because then I'm going to have to look up his name because I almost know it, but I can't remember it. But anyway, enough about that. Dastardly something. Play on that. But anyway, oh, Snidely Whiplash. There we go. I knew I'd get
Villain
it.
thing. Yeah.
But yeah, so who knows? Not everything gets dubbed automatically when Crunchyroll gets it, which is a shame. Rakugo Shinju, because that would have been a really good time, despite the fact you decided to kind of
Is it
shit the
what's it
bed in
there?
your last episode, just going
They're
back a little
dubbing.
bit.
They dubbed that? I forgot.
No, I wish they would though. It
Because I'm
probably
like,
won't though.
how would they dub that? Because it's pretty Japanese.
Ah, they've done it before.
No, that's pretty. That I mean, you wouldn't be able to. I wonder, like the performances specifically, I guess. But anyway.
I think it'd be interesting. Up until the last episode where they imply that Natsu might have hate fucked the old man. Because there was a.
I will take your word for
Yeah,
it.
like basically, like this random character comes, has like this 2-minute conversation of like, hey, you know, your son looks a lot like, the old man. But, people always say that that the mob boss is his father. Is it Yakumo who's the father? And she's like, oh, I'm not telling. And I'm like, no, that's something you should just either deny right now, saying it's not true, because that's just creepy. And anyway, sure, we went there for a good 2 minutes, but anyway, everything was great outside of that, but anyway, it's fine.
Dun dun
Dun dun
dun.
dun. Anyway, that's everything except for Violet Evergarden, because.
Violet Evergarden.
Yes, that show.
Beep boop beep.
The show where it's like, hey, we have not Japanese Germany. Just south, we have, I don't know, some kind of weird, like, European Japanese rice field hybrid village town. And I'm like, I need geography. And then it says, no, you don't. I'm like, but I would like it. And it says, well, you can't have it. But I want it. I want to know what alternate universe I'm in, because it's weird.
It's Europe, Japanese
I
Europe.
know it's Japanese Europe,
It's
but still,
always Japanese Europe.
one of these days I want Japanese Europe explained to me in that form. And how the hell they could make possibly, although I don't think, despite the fact there's a job posting named after them, it's not like we haven't actually met one, and they can supposedly make fake people to type for the blind and crippled, excuse me. But we could do that, but
Auto memory, though.
typewriters are cool, so why change them or use technology we used to, I don't know, create people
What is a computer? Computer? Mouse? Huh. How quaint.
Hello, computer. You use the mouse. Oh, right. Computer.
So you think, do you think she's a robot?
Oh, she's not a robot. But it's
You seem pretty sure she's not a robot.
she's a very she's at the very least of that's the thing, 'cause I thought so when I after the first episode when I did a Google search for Violet Evergarden, it came back with Violet Evergarden is a light novel series where auto memory dolls are created to transcribe for people that can't write for themselves. And
Yes.
the I think the next paragraph was like, "Duh, and there were a couple that were made for military service." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then it's like, "Oh, but no, we just found her somewhere." And then
Well, because otherwise it's like an old guy telling a girl he raised that he loves her, which is, I mean, I guess hopefully that's like in a parental, non-romantic or sexual context.
except this is anime, so it's totally that.
Anime!
Yeah. That, and I'm just super more interested in the world at the moment as opposed to the people who are in it.
Sure.
Because in even in the first episode where they're like, "Yeah, so the war's over, that's good. But yeah, we have to drive there because the railroads are fucked up because of the bombing." I'm like, "Oh, and by the way, I was an officer in the war, but when the war was over, I bought this mansion. And now I use it as a business where I am basically the postal service because the government can't be asked to do it themselves." I'm like, huh, that doesn't necessarily sound like a winner to me. So I'm just going to assume that you all lost until informed otherwise.
It's a weird place where people hire other people to write for them.
Yes.
I
Well,
mean, you can't ask.
because they can't write, which is, you know, another sort of red flag of like, yeah, that war, we totally won it. Seriously. Nope. We're not fucked.
Lack the emotional capacity to communicate properly in words, but they could. I guess they're phones, right? Or were, are there no? I can't remember if there are phones in this universe.
I think so.
Just call them.
But no, we totally won, lost the war, so the phones are down. And the government
Anyway.
can't be asked to repair them because we totally won, lost.
The world, I mean, the world is like so. I was sort of mentioning before the show because mostly because of the last two episodes, where it feels like so if you know Aria or any of those shows sort of like that, where it's about a character discovers a world unfamiliar to her. I guess in terms of what I've watched recently, like A Manchu, the diving show, which is also by the same author, is like, oh, she's discovering the world of diving, and you get to see it through her face and see what that's like. I was struck because this show is sort of like that, but because she's so emotionless and unable to express any feelings about anything she's experiencing, you're actually you're getting that reflected through the other characters she interacts with and how they see her see the world. And so it's a lot of like the last the episode or two episodes ago, it was the girl at that school learning how to become a basically a writer, and then or a letter writer, and you sort of find out about her story and her brother's story and how they used to see the world before their parents died. And it's like, okay. And then, of course, this latest story is about how this girl sees her home and the expectations being placed on her, I guess, to get married, to hurry up and get married and whatnot, and what that means for her. And so, you don't, and all Violet does is, what is love? Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop,
Bleep. I
bloop.
want to know what love is.
I am named after a flower. Bleep,
Bleep, bloop, bleep.
bloop. And so it's an interesting sort of shift where it's not the main character like discovering the wonder of the world. Like even Girls Last Tour, where it's like these girls on a tank, well, not, I guess,
Bike
sort of
tank.
armored vehicle thing, discovering this world and like figuring things out and being sort of amazed at new things. There's none of that, because it's placed on, and it's or I guess it's up to the other characters to make up for the fact that the main character is literally a blank slate that has no emotions.
But it
And
makes the
it's
writing super easy, so all you need to do is say, act upset, and then just in case no one gets it, Vital will just be like, I don't know what you mean. So then they'll just tell you.
Yes. And then she learns a lesson.
Yes. But
Bleep,
anyway, that's being
bloop.
kind of.
Until she gets her emotion trip.
Yes, until she gets her emotion chip, and then her sister. Oh, fuck it. Lore shows up.
Guess just the it's just interesting to have that inversion. And I don't know if, like, it feels like there's not really much they can do with her unless they make her like an actual person, because like otherwise every episode is just going to be her being, why did the major tell me that he loved me? What is love? I don't understand. Bleep, bloop, bleep.
Also, it just, I don't know. I didn't. Okay, so let me get this out of the way. Like it sounds like I'm shitting on it. And I might be, but I do actually still really kind of like it. I understand where you're coming from with that. I also don't understand. So if she doesn't have any sort of emotions, why can't you just tell her that Gilbertson is dead? Because
Yes.
she can't react poorly if she doesn't know how?
Unless he's not really dead.
Oh, but
That could be another twist.
what is this, an M. Night Shyamalan movie now?
This is actually a prequel to Unbreakable.
No, it's a prequel to Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Deep. She's Korra.
She's Korra.
Korra didn't understand love either, so it makes
Yeah,
perfect sense.
exactly. And you know who won this war? Republic City.
Oh.
See?
It's all connected.
Actually, no. You see, the secret, the director's cut of the first episode of Violet Evergarden is basically everything was great for Violet, and then the Fire Nation attacked. It's canon.
Oh,
I read the light novel. It's true. All of it. All of it is true. But I still really like it. I can't remember the character's name, but. The girl from the last episode. I really like her English actor. I pretty much like her in everything she does, even when she had to go through the rape dungeon and Sword Art Online. But
I will say that the dub, I just, the English, like, coup d'etre emotionless thing, just, it's just doesn't, I don't know why, it just doesn't work. compared to like the Japanese version, where and I don't know if that's just a language thing, or just being used to how it's done in Japanese, because there really isn't an equivalent character type in I guess English acting. But it just like trying to sound flat just doesn't work in English for whatever reason, at least to me. And
That's fine.
that's her whole character, right? Like just being like, I think they should have just changed it and just have her be Data, like just very talk very deliberately, as opposed to being trying to be completely emotionless. But what can you do? Or talk like a Vulcan, I guess, if not like Data, talk like Sarek from Discovery. I don't know, or Spock or whatever.
But
But
then,
well.
whenever she says hello, she has to punch someone in the face and then say, "It's the Vulcan hello." Which apparently only works for Vulcans. Doesn't work so well for anybody else. It's almost like they named it that way on purpose.
Least it's not a Klingon
It's true.
hello. Anyway, anything.
Anyway.
I mean, I also, like I said before the show, I'm mostly. It's easy to catch it, or to sort of. I mean, I'm not fully paying attention to it, but that's just how I watch everything these days. So it's much easier to be able to listen to it, which is probably why I've been keeping up and haven't started much new shows recently. Even
Okay.
yeah, I'm already behind Gintama. I kind of feel like I should go back and finish Love Live at some point, but
Just get that funny sub and watch it dubbed.
dubbed. Have they
Oh,
finished?
yeah, they're done.
Okay,
I
maybe I'll
cried
do that.
again.
You watched it again.
Not as many times as the first season, but I did watch at least every episode
Tai
once.
Henderson. They still haven't said what the movie is, right?
No, only that it's greenlit. Might hear something June or July, but other than that, who knows?
Right. Tai Henderson.
Aw, leave Honey alone.
That's like she was the what's it, Nick Fury of that movie, or of Love Live. Tai Han desu, Avengers Initiative desu. Anyway.
Anyway, the premise I'm hoping for is it picks off right where the series left off. So they basically just finished their song and they're like, "Hey, wasn't that song we just did that was totally real and not fake and not a delusion by any other character like the internet seems to think totally awesome?" And they're like, "Yeah, it totally was." And then they look out into the ocean and they see a giant aircraft carrier with a city on it. And then it's a girls and Panzers girls. And they're like, "Hey, guess what? We have issues with school savings. How about this? You fight in tanks against this American school that's actually just Japanese girls. They just act like Americans because they pilot American tanks. Don't ask, it's a long story. And then we'll sing an idol competition, and if we both win, we get to keep our schools."
Perfect.
Yeah. See? And I picked the Americans because of Mari's dad, so I was like, I guess we could connect it there. Also, I don't know what's going on anymore because I watched the subtitle version of their like Love Live School Idol Festival All Stars 9 Idol pileup, where they had the second years from Aqua, the second years from Muse, and three of the PDP
PGP.
girls on.
So when is the game supposed to drop?
I don't know.
A
You'd think
PDP
they
game.
it, that thing was weird. They didn't actually. You think they would have said something during the thing, and they didn't. It was like a weird reverse of like a 90s special where they're like, where they keep teasing this thing till the end of the sh like that it's still coming and that it's coming right up, except we all know it's going to be at the la very end of the broadcast, and it's only going to have like 5 minutes. And
Sure.
you know that thing that always happened in the 90s for like fall TV previews or I don't know other things that happened in the 90s. I don't know. My memory sucks. Go look it up. It happened. And they're like, they started off by saying, "Hey, we're here about All Stars, and it's gonna be really cool, and we're getting everybody excited, and we're gonna spend like the last 5 minutes on it and tell you basically everything you already knew, but." Because you were just here for everything before this. Because let's be real, you were, don't lie. It doesn't matter. Shiny?
It's weird because like is this the I mean this is this the first time they've had like I mean I guess this wouldn't be the first time they've had all like well not all but like a lot a large number of them from all three together, right?
No, I think that was the first time, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So does this mean the crossover is happening in the
Yes.
movie?
No.
The movie's the Avengers.
I wish. That'd be great.
They got Joss Whedon to come and direct it.
That's what I've been wanting for years. I don't know what team it is, but I want that Sunrise team to, the one that made Crossange or Valgrave or Code Geass or, all of their off-brand, like, mecha shows that aren't Gundam that are weird. I just want them to take Love Live and just go nuts with it.
God, you love live. I mean, you have nine teams or three teams now, so many possibilities.
27 girls in total.
Yeah.
I know that because
Then
they
and then
bring.
they're the like Saint Angels and whatever that team was called from the
Saints
first show. I
Row?
already
Or
forgot.
Arise?
Arise, that's right.
Oh, poor Arise.
They
Because
should have got
they.
the spin-off show.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That might be because I've been right so many times about Love Live. I haven't been right about anything. Just the last half of Love Live Sunshine, I'm like, are you seeding like a Saint Snow? Well, not Saint Snow because they broke up, but sorry,
Oh, they
spoilers.
broke up? There's just two of them. Why did they break up?
Well, they didn't break up as much of just like she was graduating,
Oh,
and
they were different years?
yeah, they're also not based out of Tokyo. Spoiler.
They were just there?
Yeah, they were just there. They actually live in Hokkaido.
Are they also Muse fans?
Yes.
I don't know why else would they be there.
Sure, but well,
Didn't
they were in that same
they met at the
event.
school, right? Or did they met at the
Well, they met at
yeah the shrine, right?
well, yes, at the shrine, but the first season implied that they were is it UTX students, but they actually weren't.
Oh, right.
I just as
They were
you
the next
everyone just
gen Arise.
yes, but that was a lie. Or a mistruth or whatever, but they basically wanted to do a whole thing with My guess is they wanted to do an arc with Daya and Ruby about how Ruby would feel about losing Love Live and having Daya being disappointed in her, but then they came to a realization of, oh wait, we can't do that because then that would mean Aqua would lose the Love Live, and if they lose the school and the Love Live in the second season, people will murder us, so we can't do that. So where can we find another pair of sisters where we can put that same storyline and maybe play Daya and Ruby off of that? Oh wait, no, Saint Snow, let's bring him back. And they brought him back.
Wait, so Aqua, they win
Yeah.
Love Live?
Yeah,
They
of course they
do?
do. They couldn't lose both. There'd be
What?
they
I
people
thought that
would
would be
kill
the, they
other
win Love
people.
Live and still lose the school?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I
What?
know. That's why
What?
everyone's like, great, they lost the
What?
school, because that makes sense, because you can persevere, but you can't win everything, except that doesn't make a lot of sense. But if they get the school back in the in the which I don't understand why they're anyway,
What?
I'm
That's
anyway
funny.
thinking of it
I guess I
hurts.
should just watch.
Yeah,
I should just watch.
just
Just
watch.
at some point. Fair enough. Did Funimation do Girls Last Tour out of
No,
curiosity?
that's Amazon. I
Oh, is
wish
that
they.
Amazon
Yeah.
Strike Prime, whatever?
Amazon Prime.
Interesting.
Because they striked Prime.
Oh,
No, they Prime
they
striked.
strike. Oh.
They club strike over the head. They struck it.
It's been stricken.
It's been stricken. Amazon strike has been stricken. Anime strike has been stricken. What? Yeah.
I guess it's somewhat related news. CBS is rebooting Cagney and Lacey. So wherever Kurt is, I'm sure he's happy. I guess we'll see if they actually make it into a full series, but they ordered a pilot.
And you know where that's gonna go?
Where?
CBS All Access. 'Cause that's all they'll have.
That would be funny. Yes, let's put the Cagney and Lacey reboot on CBS All Access.
Then Netflix will be like, and then Netflix will be like, and we've got it. And then Bell will be like, and Crave slash CTV. And I'm like, and Sad Face. Oh wait, that's right. I'm not a big Cagney and Lacey fan. So on that note, before my internet shoots to bed again,
Yeah, I think we're done.
I've been Kreis Canuck.
Firehawk Wallace.
And we'll see you next time.